This is a moment to reflect on the two great commandments as President Dallin H. Oaks invites us to love God and all those around us.
I begin with what Jesus taught were the two great commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. End of quote. This means we are commanded to love everyone. Since Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan teaches that everyone is our neighbor. But our zeal to keep this second commandment must not cause us to forget the first, to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. We show that love by keeping His commandments. God's doctrine shows that all of us are His children, and that He has created us to have joy. I've spoken of the first commandment, but what of the second? How do we keep the commandment to love our neighbors? We seek to persuade our members that those who follow lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender teachings and actions should be treated with the love our Savior commands us to show toward all our neighbors. Thus, when same-sex marriage was declared legal, the First Presidency and Quorum of the Twelve declared, quote, "The gospel of Jesus Christ teaches us to love and treat all people with kindness and civility, even when we disagree. We affirm that those who avail themselves of laws or court rulings authorizing same-sex marriage should not be treated disrespectfully." End of quote. Further, we must never persecute those who do not share our beliefs and commitments. Regretfully, some persons facing these issues continue to feel marginalized and rejected by some members and leaders in our families, wards, and stakes. We must all strive to be kinder and more civil.
That was an excerpt from President Dallin H. Oaks' talk, Two Great Commandments. This is a moment to reflect.